Audio by Nightfawn. Please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Hey! How did it go in the locker room?
Well, yeah, I know it's just changing, but sometimes for newcomers, it can be pretty unsettling to see some random strangers bare ass for the first time. This one time, a friend told me that he fully just saw an older gentleman just moisturizing his parts. So, no awkward encounters of the mooning variety? That's good. Speaking of good, you look great. I mean it. The whole gym rat look isn't really meant to be classy, but I think you pull it off nicely. Oh, my outfit. I'm glad you noticed, person I totally didn't dress up for or anything. Yeah, I figured you'd like the yoga pants and tank top. I don't normally wear these since they're super tight, but I figured it would be a great motivator for you. You know, pull a little eye candy action from a man. What, those guys? They can look all they want. The most important thing is, I'm here with you, not them. So just take your mind off them, okay? I'm here just for you. Now come on, let's get started. Okay, ready? Before we begin, I want to go through our workout plan one more time. Yeah, I suggested that today maybe we should mainly focus on free weights and cardio, and then maybe if we have time, do a little bit on the machine? Free weights are stuff not tied to a machine, so dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells, stuff like that. They're a good way to work your core. A little more than a machine. Not that machines don't do the job. They're super effective for weight training too, as long as you use them safely. And let your body and joints move more naturally. But before any good gym session, you have to get your body all warmed up, since starting right from the get-go can be pretty dangerous. What? Not like that, you butt! Get your mind out of the gutter, or they'll start without you. Yeah, whatever. So, spread your feet about shoulder-width apart, and we're gonna start with some lateral split squats. A little wider than that. Okay, you're gonna keep your left leg straight while we bend down into a squat on the right leg. Make sure your knee never goes further forward than your toes, because that can really wear on your joints. Since this is the first day, we can start with 2 sets of 10. So do 5 on the right leg, and then switch to 5 on your left. Now, of course you don't look silly. Everyone needs to get warmed up before a workout. Plus, I'm doing it with you, so there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Now, raise your arms up in front of you, just at shoulder level. Yes, exactly like that. Okay. Keep going. You're doing great. Okay, now do the final 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Awesome. Keep it up. There's a lot of ways to get warmed up for a workout, but this should do for now. We can move on to the machine. So, this is the chest press. What you want to do is sit down and put your hands on the handles. Is everything comfortable? Feel free to adjust the handle height and the seat height. Go ahead and set the weight that you're comfortable with, too. Then just push out slowly. You got it. So do it 10 times, and then rest for around 15 to 30 seconds. Now push again. One more. There we go. Come on, just a little bit more. You're doing great. Okay, and the last 5, 4, 3, 2, and stop. Good job. You did amazing. Yeah, I can see that. But it's good to sweat, even when you're just starting out. It means you're working hard. We can do this one again later. For now, I'd rather show you around the gym first. Follow me. So, these are the free weights I was talking about. See this rack under the mirror? With all the weights lined up. The heavier the weight, the further along the wall it's gonna be. Let's start here. Pick those two up. Are they too heavy? No? Okay, good. And remember not to push yourself too hard when starting. Now you just sit on the bench right there, and I'll show you how to lift them properly. Okay, now lie back for me. Yep, just like that. Now what you want to do is hold your arms both out at a 90 degree angle. Mm-hmm. And then push up, all the way up. Remember to keep your elbows bent, okay? And take a deep breath and slowly lower them down. Everybody always just lets them fall down, but sometimes you can use the momentum to help you build your strength too. So take a deep breath and push one more time. Up, 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 come on. Good. Now bring it back down. That's another rep. Go for another. Come on, you got this. Keep going. There we go. Think you can pump out another 5? Awesome. Push. Yep, you're doing great. 2 more. Great. 1 last time. You're doing so good. I can see you flexing. Keep going. All right, and down. You did such a good job. Take a quick break, okay? And just breathe. Breathe in. And out. All the way in. And out. Good. Feel your heart rate slowing down as you use up that oxygen. Doing this between sets is a great way to cool off and give your muscles a little rest before you start up again. Try to make this a habit when finishing on a machine or using weights. And breathe slowly 1 more time. We're not in a hurry. Babe, what's wrong? I know you too well to let this off as nothing. Your eyes just fell to the floor and your smile just faded. You can tell me. Is it the workout? Are you overexerting yourself? Well, what is it then? What guy? Oh, that dude on the bench over there? What about him? Just don't think about it. This isn't a competition. It's okay to work with smaller weights. And then you can work your way up. You will get there someday if you work at it. Just try not to compare yourself to anyone in the gym, okay? It's not healthy, and it's definitely not what a gym should be about. Well, a good gym, like this one, caters to everyone. Doesn't matter if you're skinny or overweight, lifting 10 pounds or 100. We're all here because we want to be active. And I'm so proud of you for taking the initiative to come out here with me. And I want you to remember that I love you no matter what shape you come in. You're my knight in shining armor. And you are good enough. It's not about how big your muscles are or how much of a stomach you have that will make me love you more or less. It's who you are that I love, okay? So you can take all those worries and frustrations and just throw them out of your system with your workout. Imagine them fading away with each push, every pump, every rep, every exhale and drop of sweat. Don't focus on anything else but the amazing burn you're feeling right now. And me. Yes, me. Your girlfriend who loves you and thinks the world of you. Who is currently also in a tight tank top and yoga pants coaching you through a workout. I don't see that guy with a personal cheerleader. Well, yeah, maybe he doesn't need coaching, but what if I... I have an idea. Lie back down. Just go with it. Yeah, just like that, babe. You got this. You are doing amazing. Shh, don't worry about it. I'm not being super loud. Plus, I know the girl working the counter, and we're in our own corner anyway, so why don't you just take those weights again and do another set of 10? For me? I swear I won't distract you. Much. Now start. You're straining a lot. Just think about pushing those weights up. Good job. And if you can do 3 full sets of 10, I'll let you do anything you want to me later. That's right. Anything. Wholesome and cuddly, or otherwise. I know I'm evil. But it's working, though, isn't it? So, do another rep. Up. Keep going. Awesome. And while you're doing that, think deep about what it is you want to do later. And keep lifting those weights. Come on, you're almost there. Just a little bit more. Don't give up on me now. Otherwise, I'll think you don't really want your reward. I guess I could just go out with some friends tonight instead. Ooh, someone's all fired up. You must really want that reward. I wonder what it is you had in mind. Your gaze is awfully heated. And your eyes just keep running over and over me. It's enough to make a girl blush. But don't lose focus. You're almost there. Not even when I cross my arms like this and run a finger in circles around my cleavage. And 3, 2, 1, stop. You did it. And look who's checking us out. Yep, and judging by that grimace, I'm pretty sure he's the jealous one now. After all, you're the one with a personal cheerleader right now. I think that's good enough for today. At least for starting. So why don't you go get changed, and we can go back home, and then you can let me in on just what it is you have planned for tonight. Although, I think I already know exactly what that is. Not that I'm complaining. You are looking quite tempting with your face all red and glistening. And your chest heaving and your hair all disheveled with that wild look in your eyes. Okay, we should go before I drag you into one of these change rooms. I'll meet you outside. And hey, you did a really good job today. I'm super proud of you. Mwah. Good. See you in a minute. I can't wait to do this again.